Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 today. In this half hour, I will be talking with Daniel Colombe, producer and host of the Friday Drive here at CJMQ, and also host of the Hit Oldies on the weekend from 7 a.m. to noon on Saturdays and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sundays. Daniel has experience in both commercial and community radio stations, and he was also at one time the editor of the daily newspaper, The Record. I will also have some health news and some music in this half hour. We will start off with a song called You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by the Backman-Turner Overdrive. Right after the song, we will hear the interview with Daniel Colombe, so please stay tuned. Today on the Townships at 12, we're very pleased to welcome Daniel Colombe. Now, Daniel is host of the Friday Drive, as well as the producer, and he also does the Hit Oldies on the weekend, on Saturday and on Sunday too. Now, you've worked both in the commercial sector of radio and also on our community radio station. So, Daniel, you have a presence of, I totaled it up, I think it's like 10 hours if we count the Friday Drive repeat, that's 11 hours, on CJMQ a week. And you do the most hours of all the radio hosts. How many hours of preparation do you do for this?
Well, these are, first of all, thank you for having me, Maureen. I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here. And these are really two very separate and distinct things. As far as the Friday Drive, I'd probably put in, spend about 2 hours in preparation for every hour of radio I do. And that includes like researching topics and curating of music and the planning of the structure. But what can be a little longer, of course, is scheduling people, say, 1 or 2 weeks in advance before I have them on, explain the concept and, you know, do the editing for every interview. I like to cut out the ums and the ahs and the pauses. And then the weekend show, well, that's more of a personal fun sort of thing. I have software that sort of all prepares the music in advance for me. And I've been doing it for long enough now that I sort of know the format in my head, sort of know how to go along. So there's not a lot of preparation for that. And with the internet, I mean, you can look up things like Presto and you have it right there. And I'm the type of person that usually likes to write down what I'm going to say before I go and open my mouth. But all in all, I can do that on the fly pretty much with the weekend shows.
Okay, that's good. Now, how long has the Friday Drive been going on?
Oh, the Friday Drive, man. We started doing that show, I think it was in March of 2022. I remember the date specifically because we went on the air the very same week the government decided to stop the province altogether because of COVID-19. The show itself was something I'd always wanted to do, help listeners unwind and kick off their weekend before they get going and do something having to do with sports and arts and interviews. And as you know, Maureen, I'd had a network of contacts that was fairly good going back to when I worked for the record for 4 years. And also, I thought school and education, that's a must. It has to be on because nobody else does that.
Mm-hmm. Well, your show is definitely a template for me. I can't get over how well organized you are. Everything is so synchronized. It's amazing.
Well, that's a nice compliment. Thank you so much for mentioning that.
Well, it is. Now, you have a lot of radio experience. Could you give us some information about your experience in radio, Daniel?
Oh, man. I started, I'd say, about, 50 years ago? And originally, I had worked in radio at school, and it is just everything I've always wanted to do. I used to sleep in tents in summer nights, and I'd shush all the friends down when the announcer would come on because I wanted to hear him. So I started working for CKTS in 1975, and then it worked in Northern Ontario towns, and that's, I guess, where I developed my on-air style, and I worked at CKTS from 82 to 91, and then stopped in the 1990s. We had our daughter then, and I went into more of a career with a huge American company in management and sales, and came back, thanks to CJNQ. Where else, you know, where else could I do radio? But thanks to CJNQ, I've been back since the late 90s.
Okay, so you've had the hit oldies on since the 2000s?
Yeah, the 2000s, that's when computer software started making sense and could let you basically load up songs to the computer. And, you know, then it was just a matter of attaching the microphone and having a good mixer. And the whole concept, I believe, was really pioneered by yourself and David at CJMQ. Not a lot of radio stations in the year 2000, early, would connect to people that had the equipment at home. And that's how Ted and I started working with you. But see, that's the thing, is CJMQ and David and you had the foresight, you had the intelligence to be able to figure, hey, this works. And that's how I started doing it from home. And then got to know you a little bit better, was able to, you know, go to your station in Lenoxville, do some things there. It's all been very, very, well, at least certainly good to me.
Mm-hmm. You did a morning show with us for a while, too. Yeah, I think it was around 2002 or 2003 you started with the hit oldies with Ted.
And did the morning show for 2 years mm-hmm. with the great Sylvia Ash Bullard mm-hmm. and Mike Bullard. They were doing news and sports then. And we did that for a while. That was a really fun time as well. But I was working the morning show from 6 to 9 at that time. It was also working at the record parallel to that. Days were a little long, so I, you know, after a little while, not necessarily wanting to give it up, but my health, which I was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I think back at it today. I just don't know how I did the entire period. It was all a blur, Maureen.
Well, you did a great job. You've worked in both commercial and our community radio station. Other than budget, what are the biggest differences you found between the two?
Everything's changed so much in the past 2 years. You know, commercial radio, of course, it's driven by advertising revenue, and it tends to have a more mainstream appeal. So in other words, the top 40 station, or say the love ballad sort of songs are what that station is going to play 24/7. Community radio, that's more focused on basically serving the local community, and you at CJMQ can afford to take more risks in terms of content. But see, that's the big difference, is the format is very dependent of the person on the air. And I guess that's how sometimes I look at both you and David, and you have to basically deal with the various personalities, and I'm sure that's not always easy. But you trusted me, and I love the oldies and the CKTS format, and you gave me a chance to basically bring that back with David and your encouragement. You know, no commercial radio would have let me do that.
Okay. Well, people love it, especially on the weekend, too. They love the oldies, you and Ted and Frank and Isaac, too, doing a great job. Considering the amount of time you spend in radio, what do you like the most about being a radio host or radio in general?
Maureen, I get the chance to do what I've always wanted ever since I was just a young kid. That connection with the listeners, there's something really magical about knowing that people are listening and you can provide entertainment and music and information, and to have that sort of friendly voice all over the city. That's amazing to me. I'm still in awe of what radio and the whole technology can bring.
Tell us about your collection of music. How do you choose the music for both of your shows?
Well, I'm insane. I have a great big music collection. So, you know, it's spanning a lot of decades. And especially for the hit oldies, well, I must have, some 7,000 songs loaded in my computer. So that's fairly simple. But for the Friday Drive, I play every week about 11 songs, and those are sort of hand-picked. And so what I'll do is I'll either go to my library or ask friends to lend me things. And what I'll try to do is I'll try to mix the songs depending on the period of time of year. Or, I don't know if you've noticed this, every time I have an interview, I try to have a song that mixes and matches with the sort of person, sort of interview we'll have.
Mm-hmm. I did notice that. I thought that's amazing. Okay, how do you see the future of radio?
Oh, the future of radio. Well, I guess I have to start by saying that I think, this is a personal opinion, I think it's going to continue to evolve with the technology. And the core appeal of radio, the human connection and shared experience, that's always going to remain. But that being said, Here's where I go off, and hopefully you could stop me after 20 or 40 minutes, you know? But I am worried. I guess disturbed is more the word about it, about how today, especially the commercial radio stations, have a tendency to rely too much, as far as I'm concerned, on software to run the radio station. You know, some stations, Maureen, they put the key in the door at 6 o'clock on Friday, and you don't have anyone live in the station until, like, 6 a.m. on Monday morning. And as far as I'm concerned, if somebody wants to listen to 10 songs in a row, especially on commercial radio, well, there's technology for that. You can listen to whatever platform you want. But in my mind, local information and people you can relate to, and that's what makes radio great. It's what made radio great in the past. It's what made me fall in love with it. And I hope that that's going to eventually come back. For, you know, once the conglomerates and the big companies start selling their radio stations back to family groups and smaller groups who know what to do with radio. But again, you know, those are the stations that are only there to make money. And I really have an issue with that. Community radio stations, that's a whole different ball of wax. you know, you guys have to run with essentially no money, and you have to make do with what you've got and volunteers. Well, that's a whole different thing, and I, you know, it opens my heart towards what you do, because what you do is not necessarily money related. It's really fascinating to see how you guys make ends meet.
Well, thank you so much, Daniel, for that. Now, I just wanted to mention that French is your first language. It's not English. So how and when did you learn English? Your English is amazing.
Well, thank you for that. I'm from Quaticook, not far from the border. So, you know, we had a few friends in the neighborhood. Strangely enough, it's funny because my brothers and my mom and dad didn't really speak a lot of English. But TV was sort of my babysitter, and it was, I guess, through music and movies that I became fluent. And, you know, being bilingual, everything I've had in life is because I speak both languages. But we also had a summer cottage in Lake Lister, Baldwin's Mills, and one of our neighbors was Merrick Belknap. He's from Stansted, and Margaret and Keith and the family, and man, I was always running in and out of there. And, you know, that went a long way to helping me with English as well. And Merrick, to my knowledge, he's still around at in Stansted. He's just a wonderful, wonderful man.
Okay, so you learned it at a very young age then, maybe five?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. And it's funny because people have a tendency to say, wow, you know, your English is very Americanized. Well, it's not really Americanized. It's more like TV sort of English. Ask me anything from TV trivia from the 60s, Maureen.
That's good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Daniel?
Well, Maureen, thank you so much for this class. I guess I need to say thank you to all the people that listen. You're the reason that Ted and Isaac and me and you and David, people that listen, they're the reason for it. They're the support, and, you know, and that means everything to me. And, you know, sometimes people send me messages. Oh, we listen to this, and what was the name of that song? And we appreciate what you do on the Friday Drive and things. It's, man, that's because you do a lot of radio too, Maureen. Sometimes you get the impression you're talking into a mic, and you're not so sure how many people listen. But sometimes to have just a message or an acknowledgement, boy, that's something. So, you know, thank you. Thank you to everyone. It's really a pleasure. And, you know, I'm a little crazier than most because it's my work, it's my passion, and it's something I really enjoy doing and hope to do for many years to come.
I'm glad to hear that. You do an excellent job. And definitely we appreciate the Friday Drive and the Hit Oldies on the weekend, too. Now, you can catch Daniel for the Friday Drive on Fridays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's repeated on Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's also up on our webpage after www.cjmq.fm, just under the Shows tab. And for the Hit Oldies, Daniel starts at 7 a.m. on Saturday, goes until noon, and then he's back on Sunday, going from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So that's quite a bit of radio.
Yeah, but it's funny, Maureen. I go through, especially the weekends, the Hit Oldies. I just can't see myself doing anything else but you know, spin the wax on the weekends. That's really what it's all about, and I just so enjoy doing it. But never forget that I wouldn't be able to do this without CJMQ. You know, I could play songs all by myself in my own little home radio studio there. It just would be the same. Thank you for being able to give me that platform. I much appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Definitely the Friday Drive. I consider that our best show. And thanks to you, Ted, Isaac, and Franco on the weekends for the Hit Oldies. Thanks again, Daniel, and have a great day.
Thank you for this.
Bring me roses just to show me you love me. Then
And that song was called Real Emotion, and it's by Celine Dion. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. And this is from the Mayo Clinic. Can extra salt hurt your kidneys? Sodium is a mineral that your body needs to function well. When you combine sodium with the mineral chloride, the two make table salt. Sodium is added to many processed foods, including packaged and frozen meals. Many recipes call for salt in the ingredients, and many people add table salt to their food for flavor. But according to Dr. Ivan Porter II, a Mayo Clinic doctor, says that adding too much salt to your diet is not a good thing. A recent study in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that adding salt to your food can increase your risk of chronic kidney disease. Your kidneys balance the amount of sodium in your body. If you're getting too much, it builds up in your blood. Your heart works harder to pump and increase blood pressure, raising the risk of heart disease, stroke, and kidney disease. Chronic kidney disease, that's the way that we describe what occurs when the kidneys has issues with filtering wastes and toxins from the blood, says Dr. Porter. Sodium is added to most processed foods. It's also in a lot of condiments. So it's very easy for us to get way more sodium than we need. And it's very easy for us to get a dangerous amount of sodium that has some impact on our blood pressure or our overall health, he says. The recommended daily limit of sodium is 2,300 milligrams, or about 1 teaspoon. Dr. Porter recommends reading food labels and cut back on the salt shaker by using salt-free seasonings. Sometimes you can either stop or reverse some of the initial damage that happens with chronic kidney disease. The longer that the process goes on, the more severe it is, the less likely it is to be able to get back to healthy kidneys. And that's when we have to think about things to replace kidney function, like dialysis or transplant, he says. And again, that information is from the Mayo Clinic here on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guest today, Kathleen Keenan, for telling us all about the Irish Heritage Festival in Richmond, and Daniel Colomb, radio host at CJMQ, for sharing his radio experiences with us. We will close today's show with a song called Midnight Blue, and this version is done by Melissa Manchester, featuring Dolly Parton. Thanks everybody for listening, and have a great afternoon.
Whatever it is, it'll keep till the morning. Haven't we both got better things to do? Midnight blue. Ooh.
Even the simple things become rough. Haven't we had enough?
And I think we can make it
one more time
if we try.
If we try
one more time for all the old times. For all of the times you told me
we can make it.